thank you for that introduction. Good morning, everyone. It's certainly my pleasure to be here today as I talk about my research, which really combines two aspects of environmental concern: increased temperatures as predicted with climate change, and the environmental pollutant selenium. So while the causes are still being debated, temperatures are increasing. Most climatic models predict an up to 7-degree increase in temperature for California. Some of the more older conservative models predict a 3 to 5 degree increase, while some of the newer models coming out of the Hadley Center in London predict a 7 to 10 degree increase in the upcoming decades. And in fact, in California, we've already seen a 1 degree temperature increase in California since the 1940s. Another pertinent environmental concern is pollution, and the model pollutant we have chosen to look at in this case is selenium. Selenium is a big problem for many Pacific Rim countries and Western states, and in particular, the Central Valley of California. And what we can see on this graph here are many of these gray areas, which are Cretaceous and Tertiary shales that have elevated selenium concentrations in the soils. There's not a problem with that. The problem becomes when these soils are used in agriculture. In particular, when these soils are irrigated, this leaches the selenium into the soil, which is taken up by plants, and then it becomes bioavailable for higher trophic levels. Now, concerns regarding the impact of increased temperatures and selenium are likely to have consequences for higher trophic levels. However, information regarding these impacts on natural enemies, and in particular parasitoids, has not been examined before. Thus, the questions of our research relate to what are the impacts of temperature and selenium on parasitoid fitness. And in particular, the parasitoid we've chosen to look at is Cotesia marginiventris, which is pictured here. Such information can be used to later understand and predict the impacts of climate change on IPM and biological control in the context of pollution. So as I mentioned before, my questions relate to the impacts of temperature and selenium on parasitoid fitness. And as an overview for the rest of my talk today, I will be outlining my methods, discussing experiment design and treatments chosen. I will then move on to my results, discussing the impact of temperature and selenium on this parasitoid's survival, development, female lifespan, and fecundity. And then finally, I'll wrap up this talk by discussing the significance of these results as they relate to the parasitoid life history characteristics and implications for biological control. So as I mentioned before, my model parasitoid is Cotesia marginiventris, a generalist parasitoid that attacks noctuids. One of the noctuids it attacks is the beet armyworm, a significant agricultural pest in itself, which attacks over 30 agricultural crops. And of course, the stage this parasitoid prefers to attack is the late first instar larvae. So these are the insects we've chosen to use. Now, to examine what are the joint and independent effects of temperature and selenium, a factorial experiment was initiated. My first factor, as we can see here, is of course temperature. And we see here this has three levels: a constant 28.6, a constant 33, and a fluctuating temperature between 28 and 33. Now, the constant 28.6 represents the average temperature in Riverside County during the month of July, and then the constant 33 represents a 5-degree increase as predicted with climate change from some of the more conservative models. And then, of course, the fluctuating temperature adds an added level of ecological realism, because not all temperatures are constant in the real world. My second factor was selenium, and the species of selenium we've chosen to examine in this case is Seleno-DL-methionine. This is a common form that is found in plants growing in seleniferous areas, and again, we see three levels. We have 0 micrograms per gram, this represents my control treatment, and then 10.59 micrograms per gram, and 21.21 micrograms per gram. Now, the 21.21 micrograms per gram represents the lethal concentration that kills 50% of the population of the beet armyworm, determined from previous experiments out of the Trumbull lab. And then I scaled this down, I cut it in half, so this 10.59 is an LC25. Now, these levels are also ecologically relevant because plants growing in seleniferous soils, even if they don't accumulate selenium, can have up to 50 parts per million, well, micrograms per gram in these seleniferous areas. And there are even some plants that accumulate maybe hundreds to thousands micrograms per gram. So that's the levels we're looking at are conservative and could occur in plants growing in seleniferous areas. Now, for the experiment itself, it was designed as a randomized complete block design with 7 blocks in time and 20 replicates per each block. And a mated Cotesia margin of interest female was exposed to 20 host larvae for a 24-hour period. After that time, these larvae were separated in these 1-ounce cups, which you can see in the picture on the left there. And in these cups, there was the artificial diet, which had the selenium, and then these cups were placed in an appropriate environmental chamber that was set to one of these temperatures. Hosts were monitored for mortality and parasitoid emergence, and upon adult female emergence, 5 were randomly selected out of the blocks, and these were also examined to obtain measures of female lifespan and fecundity. We did this by placing a male and a female in a 120 milliliter cup with 20 host larvae per day. So now I will move on to discussing my results. What we see here in this graph is the survivorship curves for these parasitoids at a given temperature. And we see here on the x-axis the time and days that these parasitoids survive, and on the y-axis the percentage survival. You see here the black line represents the constant 28, the orange line the 33 degrees Celsius, and the blue line represents the fluctuating temperatures. Now, to statistically analyze the impacts of temperature, selenium, and their interactions on survivorship, survival counts were taken for each environment. What I mean here is for each block and temperature and selenium combination. So I took the counts. These were subject to a Loget transformation and then analyzed with a weighted generalized linear model. And what we found here was that selenium was not significant, nor its interaction, but there were definitely significant impacts of temperature on Cotesia margin of interest survival. Moving on, this graph right here shows time to adulthood. This represents the time from parasitoid oviposition to adult emergence. And in this case, these data were analyzed with a mixed analysis of variance model with temperature as a fixed effect and selenium as a temperature and selenium as fixed effects and blocking as my random effect. And what we see here is that there was a significant temperature by selenium interaction on time to adulthood for these parasitoids. And this graph up here shows the nature of this interaction. And interpreting these main effects from this graph is kind of difficult, but you can see what this interaction looks like. Moving on to female lifespan, again, this was analyzed with a mixed analysis of variance model under the same conditions as I shown before. And temperature was significant in this case, but not selenium nor its interaction. And we see here that temperature, as I said, had a significant impact on female lifespan. Those parasitoids reared at the constant 28.6 live significantly longer than those at the fluctuating temperatures. And again, we see the same pattern again for fecundity, in which case, very strikingly, we see that fecundity is significantly lower by a wide margin for these parasitoids reared at the fluctuating temperatures here. So putting all this data together, I was able to calculate life table statistics. The two I calculated from these data are the mean generation time, which is the average age at which these parasitoids produce most of their young, and the intrinsic rate of increase, which is the theoretical maximum reproduction that this parasitoid will experience in a given environment. And we see here on this graph, on the x-axis we have the temperature and selenium combinations. On the left, we have the mean generation time, and over on the right, we have the intrinsic rate of increase. So what we see here in this case, for a given temperature, mean generation times are relatively constant, but for increasing temperatures and increasing selenium concentrations, the intrinsic rates of increase decrease. And this suggests that these parasitoids out in the field will be detrimentally affected by these environmental factors. So in summary, temperature has significant effects on larval survival as well as female lifespan and fecundity, and temperature and selenium interactions can certainly impact the development of this parasitoid. In conclusion for this, this research shows that interactions of climate change through temperatures and anthropogenic pollutants can certainly impact the potential for biocontrol projects, and maybe not just for biocontrol, but also areas of natural control, too. If we take also a moment to consider hypothesized effects based on this data so far, there is the strong possibility that temperature displacement of parasitoids could occur due to the upper limits of tolerance being reached. And we could see this in the Southern California, the inland valleys you could see displacement there. And in contaminated sites, as I mentioned, the Central Valley of California, which has high levels of selenium, these effects could be exacerbated. And this is just for selenium. There are many other environmental pollutants out there. And of course, there may also be unexpected effects on parasitoid competition as well. And with that, I'd like to thank a number of people for their support and funding for sending me to this meeting here. And I'd be happy to take any questions you may have now. Thank you very much.
Time for one brief question.
Yeah.
What's the current range of this parasite? Does it occur in Mexico?
The question was, what is the current range of this parasitoid? I think it occurs in some of the northern parts of Mexico, but also California, the west coast, but it's also common in southern U.S. as well.
So if it occurs in Mexico, some genetic ability to tolerate higher temperatures must exist in the global population.
Possibly, yeah.
Thank you very much.